This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Alice.
And I'm Stephen.
And this is 6 Minute English. This week we're talking about sat-navs.
Sat-navs, that's short for satellite navigation systems.
They're the gadgets people put in their cars to help give them directions. Engineers have been asking if we're becoming too reliant on them. Before we find out more, here's a question for you, Stephen.
OK, I'm ready and waiting.
When we talk about satellite navigation in English, there's an abbreviation we use called GPS. Do you know what it stands for? I'll give you some choices. Is it A, Greater Place Signal, B, Global Positioning Signal, or C, Global Positioning System?
I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but I won't spoil it for everyone else. I'll tell you at the end of the programme.
That's fine. Sat-navs using GPS have become very popular in recent years, but they can sometimes get people into trouble. The BBC News website has lots of examples of people driving into rivers or getting stuck on roads which are too narrow. This woman is talking about the lorries which keep getting stuck under a 15th century stone archway in her town because they're following directions on their sat-navs.
The amount of lorries that we see nearly every day, they get to that point and there's no signs anywhere. You know, at the bottom of the road, it doesn't say, don't go down there, there's a bridge. And they get to this point here and every one of them have to reverse and there's cars everywhere and it's just absolute mayhem.
Oh dear, she says it's mayhem. Lorries either get stuck under the bridge or they cause lots of problems trying to turn around or to go backwards, to reverse on a very narrow road. She says it's absolute mayhem.
Mayhem. Chaos.
In another incident, a car got stuck on the edge of a steep hill when its sat-nav directed it down a path which wasn't suitable for vehicles anymore. Anthony Chmani, who works for a satellite navigation manufacturer, says the gadget should only be used as an aid to driving.
Turn around when possible, then turn right.
If it doesn't look suitable, don't drive down it. Don't drive down a one-way street when the wrong way, if a sat-nav tells you to do that.
I think he means use your common sense. Don't drive down a one-way street the wrong way, even if a sat-nav tells you to do it.
I like the sat-navs which you can program with different voices, so you can have your favourite singer or actor with you in the car as your navigator.
What a good idea. Let's hear now from an engineer who is worried that we're becoming too reliant on sat-nav and GPS technology. Professor Martin Thomas from the Royal Academy of Engineering says the weak radio signal it uses can easily be messed up.
Messed up? That's interfered with or destroyed.
You can get interference, either deliberate or accidental interference, because it's a very weak radio signal.
Yes, it's quite easy, isn't it, to mess it up?
Oh, extremely, yes. I mean, the radio signal is about the strength, in light terms. It's like looking at a 100-watt bulb from 12,000 miles away.
So someone who really wanted to put out a large area satellite navigation systems could do so?
Yes, you could. It would essentially have to be jammed line of sight, so you'd have to do it from high ground.
Researchers were able to interfere with GPS signals on a ship using a transmitter on high ground.
A transmitter produces radio signals or interference, signals which, if strong enough, can block other signals.
Professor Martin Thomas said all kinds of things went wrong with the onboard equipment on the ship.
Without saying anything was wrong, incorrect, the ship reported that it was travelling 10 miles inland and moving faster than the speed of sound.
All kinds of things went wrong. The onboard equipment that was reporting where they were at one point said that they were 10 miles inland and moving faster than the speed of sound. But more alarmingly, quite often the onboard systems, without saying anything was wrong, was reporting their position as being just subtly wrong. And of course, the onboard systems would broadcast that position and information to other ships.
Professor Martin Thomas from the Royal Academy of Engineering, who thinks we should be careful about becoming too reliant on GPS and sat-navs because they can be interfered with. Apparently some people buy blocking gadgets to put on their sat-navs in company cars, so their employers won't know where they've been. Well, before we go, Stephen, tell us about the abbreviation GPS.
So does it stand for Global Positioning System?
Yes, well done. So before we go, a chance to hear some of the words and phrases we've heard in the programme today. Would you mind, Stephen?
Sure. Satellite navigation systems. Gadgets. Abbreviation. Mayhem. To reverse. Aid. Common sense. Navigator. Messed up. Interfere with.
Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome.
Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll have more 6-Minute English next time.
Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.